A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock, and it's Tuesday, the 23rd day of February. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 35 degrees.
Cleanup of a semi-fire on I-15 in Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The vaccines. Hope on the horizon.
Less than a week to go until the next eligible group of Utahns can sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine.
We are asking people truly to go on the honor system here.
And cases continue to drop. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, next Monday, this moves to all those ages 18 and up with underlying health conditions that make coronavirus more dangerous for them. Both Salt Lake and Utah County Health Departments told KSL-TV they'd be going off the honor system.
At this point, it doesn't look like we're going to be requiring anyone to come in with a doctor's note or any medical records.
And they expect a larger number of people to start wanting those appointments. This includes diabetes, severe obesity, heart disease, cancer, and more situations. Meanwhile, the number of COVID-19 positive tests keeps declining to the lowest number since early last September, and hospitalizations are also down. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Have you seen the coronavirus exposure notifications on your phone? I have. Last week, the state opted into a system that uses smartphones to help keep track of possible exposures. George McEwen with the Department of Health says the app does not track your location or collect your personal information.
It's really an application that has so much privacy around it. There is really, you've got other things that are on your phone probably today, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that track you, and we all use those applications.
He says the way it works is by exchanging information with people you're close to for more than 6 minutes. Their smartphone notifications have been in place in some other states now for several months.
KSL's top national stories this hour. As the U.S. crossed the grim milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths, ABC's Marcy Gonzalez says there are signs of hope on the horizon across the entire country.
The average number of daily cases has plunged 74% since January. The average number of deaths down 38% in the last 5 days. Progress as more Americans are immunized. The millions of vaccine doses delayed by recent winter storms are now on track to be delivered by the end of this week.
High on the Hill 2021.
State employees would not be required to get a COVID-19 vaccine in order to work if a new bill passes. KSL News Radio's John Bocek joins us live with the latest. John?
Yeah, Tim, the proposed bill is being sponsored by Representative Robert Spenlove. He says it would be inappropriate for any branch of government, including cities and counties, to mandate a vaccine that took under a year to develop.
There are side effects to it. There are health side effects. We don't know what all the side effects are. We haven't been able to do long-term studies on the effects.
The big exceptions are that his bill would not apply to health workers who need the vaccine to work, and it also would not step into the realm of the private sector. The House eventually voted 66-2 to approve the measure. It now makes its way to the Senate for further consideration. Live, John Bocek, KSL News Radio.
Utah lawmakers have unplugged the bill, so to speak, that would hike registration fees on electric and hybrid cars. The bill died in the House. The bill's sponsor says those cars are not paying their fair share in gasoline tax to pay for roads. But opponents say increasing the fees that high would stop the incentive for buying a cleaner vehicle. Right now, electric cars make up just 2% of registered vehicles.
Okay, so weather with Grant Wayman, upper 40s and mostly sunny along the Wasatch Front for our Tuesday, but you'll want to enjoy today because it's going away soon.
We do have a cold front coming in tomorrow, but doesn't look like it's going to bring much in the way of snow showers. We'll say some scattered snow showers with minimal accumulation, trace amounts at best. The one thing we will notice tomorrow is the temperature. We're going to keep it in the 30s tomorrow and Thursday, so don't put your winter coats away just yet.
Grant says we get to the 40s for the weekend, but it's looking like there's another storm moving in for Saturday.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Shariza's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.